is kufchof. Alti yisar ben alan she'ir yirko. Alti yisar ben alan she'ir yirko. So the people, A, is the leaders of the people, also the Targum, says he translated over into Yiddish, so he says that you should listen to the people, the leaders of the Malkum, and he says that you should listen to the Shkenim. He has a word, he says Gam, he says Oichit, is also. So it means it's a hemshech to what he said before in Ois Kufites. He said to Ois Kufites, Al titach ba'oshrecho, you shouldn't rely on your wealth. Kufitech ba'oshrei malakitzen, the person who relies, he feels he's independent and he doesn't have the people, so people don't like him. Yikoshel tachasena, but eventually he's going to, under those people, he's going to be trampled under them, they're going to go up above him. And then the Rosh continues, and he says, where the Tzemach is adding, he says that if your person wants to be that he shouldn't, well, you say it a few different ways, he says he wants that he shouldn't have Sinim, which will end up being a Kosher Kachos Sinim. So the person has to understand, he lives in a community. He has to learn how to connect properly with the people of the community. And he has leaders of the community. He has to learn how to connect properly with the leaders of the community. And if he can't do that, so eventually he's going to be malakat sinim. He's going to create people's enemies for himself. And at some point in time, they're going to win over him. That's the connection which the Tezhev is adding. The Rosh says the Baal Tov Sinim Chav Neir Tzanachir. The person has to have an ability, if you look at the Ois Kibidez, he's saying that a person perceives himself as an independent existence. I have myself, I have my money, I don't need you, etc. So the person says, I don't have to give in to other people. He says, the proper interaction between the person and the world around him is at that point in time is skewed. It's not proper. The mission says the person should move out to the center, they will send out here the ability to. The person who's able to lower himself is the person who's strong. The person who's weak, a person who's comfortable with what he is, doesn't need to flaunt it and prove it that I'm a somebody. So he can say, you know what? If somebody else is happier this way, I'll do it that way. The person feels a need to assert his independence. Usually he's trying to convince the world and himself that he is independent. That need that he has to convince the world around him, and is because he needs to convince himself, because he doesn't believe it. So he needs the phenomenon of the Nouveau Riche. People just recently became rich, and they are more able to flaunt their wealth and to show off, and people which have been, you know, well-established, rich people, that they're comfortable, they don't need to prove to the world what they are. And I just quoted a statistic that the issue of living within buying things which are fancy, etc., it's more of a problem with people which are poor than people which are rich. Certain things which, you know, the marketing is targeting the poor audience because they want to prove to people that they're not poor. So I can afford this car, I can afford this watch, I can afford this fancy phone, I can afford this, I can afford that. Person who has it, he has it, he's comfortable, he doesn't need to prove it to anybody. So the person who can't be about to sit on their sanitarium, the person who's a starving, I need to exist independence. Deep down, the person has a real problem. Besides the fact that, you know, he wants his own way, which is an obvious problem, deep down, why can't you give it to somebody else? Like, what's stopping you from letting somebody else go ahead and get something else instead of you? What's stopping you from, you know, following the minhag ha'makom, even though really you don't feel you need it, etc.? What's stopping you from doing these things? Like, why don't you want to get along with everybody else? Why don't you know? Why isn't that important to you? There's a real problem there. the kudah of living within community and understanding the realities of community which are around you and the needs of the community is something which I think the older you get, the more you understand, myself included. Person, you know, they're not doing it right. I'm going to get out there, I'm going to teach them, I'm going to show them, I'm going to, you know, the we'll straighten out the world, you know, etc. You know, they say, I think the social anthropologist said when he was young, he was angry at the whole world and not at himself. Everybody's just not doing it right. We need to change the world. The world is a mess. And then he got a little bit older and he was angry at the world and at himself. And he got a little bit older, he says he's not angry at the world at all, he's just angry at himself. That excitement, the way you're going to accomplish something is going to see this. The way you accomplish something is by learning how to interact with people. The way you accomplish is by getting people to want to go along with you, trying to force something under somebody else. Because no, we're not going to do that. It works in the short term. It works in the short term in the community. It works in the short term in your home with your wife. It works in the short term with your children. It's not a long term process. It's not going to work. If a person can't find a way, the language, how to interact with people in a way where they feel that you're with them and you care about them and you want to help them also and you see their point of view, and sometimes that you're right, they're right and you're and not you. So you can't be successful. You're not going to be successful in dealing with in the world. And the Russian put us. The Russian could have made human beings in islands, and each person would have his own little island. You know, a lot of little. It'd be like a few billion islands in the world. You know, a lot of space in the Pacific Ocean, a lot of little islands. Each person would get his own island. And that's it. But the Russian, the growth of a human being is the ability to interact with other people, to find a way to understand them, understand that, hear their points, to admit that they're right, and it's. It helps to address our gaiva. It makes us balei chesed. It helps. It's so many ways that we grow from that. And to hear the other person's point, hear the person where the person's coming from, why they're doing it. It's an imperative in the world of Ben Adam Chaveroi. What is a person really saying? There's a mashal from the Torah of Rome, Rav Grudzinski, he says, the halacha is that certain people are apostles for Eidus. So one of the people apostles for Eidus, it says, is, you know, people, they're not Isaac Yeshua Shalem. They're not involved in any way bettering the world. They're not doing any type of positive, gainful employment. So he says, why the apostles for Eidus? There's a certain way people do things. So I come to testify, this is what happened. You know, that's what I saw happen, but maybe that's not really what happened. What did he really mean when he said that? Well, what he said. Well, what did he really mean? What was really going on? What's the real story? So a person's part of the world understands that there's a whole yedlach of how the world works. This fellow lives in his own, you know, see, he doesn't hear what's really happening. He doesn't understand what the real person's really saying. A person can say one thing and mean the exact opposite. What's motivating him? That's the only way you're going to do it. The only success is you create a depth of awareness of what's really happening around you. That's the emes. You know, the truth is not what the person said. It's the same way one of my pizmonim, I say when Thomas Hassanim, his communication is not what you said, it's what the other person heard. If you want to communicate effectively, you have to understand how the person hearing what you're saying. And that's obviously true when you're dealing in between a man and a woman, that they hear things differently. So you said X and she heard Y. And it's true from a parent to a child, they have a different vantage point. But it's true within adult men in the same community. Each person has his own vantage point. Listen to how he hears what you're saying. What is he saying? What is he really saying? What does he really mean? And how is he hearing what you're saying? You think you're saying this and he hears that. Two people get up afterwards and say, this is what the person said. Avoid the Kachamara, the Morris says. Avoid the Kachamara. Moshe is not a sure shaker. He really believed that's what Rav said. It's a focus to come around what Rav said. That's how it works. So the person's ability to grow and to be able to connect to that reality of understanding what's really going on, the root of it is the ability to let go of yourself, of your position also. You can give somebody else space, and you can actually hear what he's actually saying. That's in the world of Beron HaVeira, it's phenomenal. The world of Beron HaMakim, the Russian wants you to do that, because you become a bigger, better person.